Commissioner Precinct 3, we will start with opening remarks, and by order of the draw, Paul Perry will be the first to give those remarks. The incumbent, Paul Perry.
I appreciate the opportunity to visit with y'all tonight. I appreciate KBC and Los Angeles Daily Light acting as MCs and referees, and I appreciate Judge Sibley and Peanut Butter Fudge. The only better peanut butter fudge is my daughter Annabelle's. Judge, I have to say that. I currently serve as your county commissioner for Precinct 3. I was elected to my first term. This is my third year plus a few days. And I am an Ellis County taxpayer. My wife and I pay taxes on our home. My mom and dad owned a home here. And my grandparents on the Ellis County is where we choose to live and where we call home, where we raise our children. I'm a father of eight. Yes, Rebecca, who's here somewhere in the back, I'm stressed. She's the mother of all those children. And she educated them. We have three that have graduated from Baylor. We have one that graduated from Stephen F. Austin. One that's graduated from Ole Miss Law School and one about to graduate from UT Law School. I guess I failed when it came to moral instruction. But I am an Ellis County guy. I grew up where the Midlothian Bible Church is now. It's now in the city of Midlothian. It used to be in the middle of nowhere. There were five driveways between us and the city of Midlothian. I'm very conscious of our growth issues. I know that southeast of Italy and the country, I love it out there. But I realize our county is changing. I'm a 1978 graduate, I think I said, of Midlothian, and a 1982 graduate of Baylor with a degree in risk management. And I'm used to looking at investments. I've spent 33 years in that industry. I also had a successful career as a mediator. I served this county years ago as a justice of peace for 4 years in Northern Park County. Those experiences have taught me how to negotiate. They've taught me how to manage, because at one point I owned my own brokerage firm. But one thing that I can't get away from is the fact that I think that I owe y'all the best job I can give you.
30 seconds.
I am a conservative. I've been endorsed by Kathy Adams, Texas Eagle Forum, my former Republican Chairman Tom Falcon, another conservative. You know who I am because I am a conservative. And I live the lifestyle of a conservative, and I attempt to govern like a conservative, and I attempt to run the precinct as a conservative. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Is Challenger in the race for precinct 3 commissioner? Primary will be Frankie Sanchez. Frankie, opening remarks.
No, it's not Frankie. Frankie's standing back there.
That tells you how long I've done it.
I'm Frank Sanchez. And I want to thank y'all guys for hosting this deal. I want to thank the Ellis County Republican Women for also hosting this deal. So I'm going to tell y'all something right now that I'm very proud of being a person from Ellis County. I've been in Ellis County my entire life. But there's something else that I'm really proud of here tonight. He spoke earlier about their standing room only back here. And the reason they're standing room only is there's a lot of my family here tonight. And I want to thank y'all for coming. I grew up in Ellis County. I come from a family of 27 children. And so probably without a doubt, I have more kinfolks in Ellis County than anybody else. I have 176 nieces and nephews in Ellis County. And guess what, Commissioner Perry? I've only got six of them living in Precinct 3. I'm at a disadvantage. My wife, Jackie, is here tonight. Guys, I want to tell y'all that I'm so proud to be here tonight. I'm so proud of my wife. Jackie and I have been married almost 50 years. We've raised four children. We can raise 7 grandchildren. And I'm serious. I don't want to count how many nieces and nephews I got here. But I'm so proud of each and every one of them and their accomplishments. I have children that have businesses in Ellis County. And guys, listen to me. It is a great, great feeling to be from Ellis County in the great state of Texas. And I'm so thankful for each and everybody that's here tonight. Another thing I want to tell you guys is that I'm thankful for the people. There's some people here tonight that has been down the same path that I've been in. And what I want to talk about is our involvement in starting 7 cowboy churches in Ellis County. Of course, Jackie and I attend the Cowboy Church of Ellis County. We're members there. We serve with many people in Ellis County. So I'm so thankful for everybody that's here tonight. God bless each and every one of you.
Thank you very much. And I've got to stop you before you step down because you're going to be the first to get to answer our question now, since we're on the second order. I didn't catch it. Mike Sanchez, what do you see as the biggest challenge facing the office you're seeking to hold and elected? What are your plans to address those challenges?
I see problems, not just in Precinct 3, but I see problems with the roads and the drainage system all over the county. But I'm here tonight to talk about Precinct 3 because I live in Precinct 3. And I believe that given the opportunity to be a county commissioner for Precinct 3 and the experience, the 30-plus years experience that I have in dealing with drainage problems, excess water problems, building roads, bridges, and all sorts of different types of construction work that I've done in the 30-plus years, that I've managed my own business. In getting that experience, I think that will be an asset for me as your county commissioner in Precinct 3. Thank you.
Incumbent Paul Perry will pose the same question to you. What do you see as the biggest challenge facing the office you're seeking to hold, and if, in your case, reelected, what are your plans to address those challenges?
Well, someone else mentioned the constant county commissioner issue of, gee, the roads are pretty good, but I've got these 3 potholes in front of my house. And that's what you constantly hear, especially in the year when you have record flooding. But our biggest issue as a county, and one that we're going to have to address, is not only our infrastructure, but just dealing with the growth that's about to occur. I mean, out west here, we're about to have a new high school. There's going to be a tremendous amount of growth that will be drawn to that high school like a magnet. And much of that growth will occur in Precinct 3. We will have to deal with it. That means that we need to look at putting down a more permanent road structure, and one of which I've got a situation with the city of Midlothian where they're going to take over a portion of the county road they plan to annex anyway. I'm going to trade off and do some chip and seal road with 2 coats for them. They are going to put down some lay-down asphalt, which is a better road. And the fact is, the county is going to have to eventually start doing that to keep up with the traffic levels that we're getting. And that is going to be my number one priority to start every year trying to get this plan down the road in. And we need to cooperate with our cities and our other precincts. And we need to have, we probably need to redo some of our thoroughfare plan. And I started that discussion with some of the commissioners to where we know what roads to prioritize. And why? Because we're going to have geometric traffic growth on some of our roads. There's no way around that. It's going to happen. I mean, I prefer to live in a rural environment, but every place in this county is not going to be rural. We are suburbanizing where we are rural. We are urbanizing where we are suburban. And the commissioner's court needs to be aware of that. We need to face it square on. It doesn't mean a tax increase. We have about $14 million in fund balance in the county as a whole. I think we stand a great chance of addressing that. We have some bonds that are about to come back in that we have paid off. So if we have to issue bonds, we can do that without a tax rate increase. but we need to have an idea of how we're going to do this. It's going to take cooperation from the commissioner's court, and it's also going to take cooperation with our various cities. And I've started that conversation with the city of Midlothian, which I already have a cooperative agreement with. It's the city of Waxahachie. Thank you.
Closing remarks from our candidates for Commissioner Precinct 3, and the first to go on the closing remarks is Paul Perry.
Well, I think, once again, I thank y'all for being here. I'm asking for each person's vote in Precinct 3. I know that some folks have already picked another candidate, and that's fine. That's to be expected. This is America, and everyone has a right to run for office. And I'm proud to be part of that system. You know, when it's my privilege to give a prayer at Commissioner's Court, one thing I try to constantly do is thank God that we are in a country that still allows dissent and discussion, and that we don't face, you know, some legal sanction for challenging the status quo or defending the status quo. And that is very dear to me. You know, as far as my office goes, I think I've already given my closing speech. We've got to learn to cooperate with the municipalities and somewhat on the court so that we make sure that we can have those priorities for those roads that have not experienced huge growth in traffic. We know what's going to happen, and we have to face it head on. As far as the rest of our county, folks are growing. So that means we need to pay attention to our jail and to our law enforcement. Because even as our road and bridges eventually, and this is way down the line, but as much of that is annexed by the cities, then more importantly, do we need to have legal infrastructure in place, courts and law enforcement, to deal with what will still be a county responsibility, which is jailing folks who are guilty, temporarily housing people awaiting trial. And some of them are going to be innocent, right? But also we've got to deal with law enforcement and make sure that where we face growth, where we have to face it head on, that the people at the tip of the spear have what they need to get their job done to protect all of us and make sure that justice is carried out fairly in this county, and we have to have the resources to do that. Thank y'all. I appreciate you listening to me, and I appreciate your vote.
Commissioner Perry and Frank Sanchez, your closing statement for this evening.
Commissioner Perry is right. There's a lot of issues facing Ellis County right now in the city. And a lot of it starts at the courthouse right downtown Waxahachie. But I'm so thankful that there's so many people that are involved in the county moving forward, including the city, as he spoke about the new high school that we're about to get. I know a little bit about some of the population growth that's going out toward the west side of Ellis County. Some of you may know where the Highview Ranch is and the Salvation Army. They're in the process of selling all that land. There's been some investors talking. And folks, I believe that by the time we get the high school built, that there's going to be some building going on there. But the one thing that I want us all to understand today is, with all of that new housing that's going to be online for construction, there's concrete streets going in. But when you get out in the rural area, we're still going to be faced with these roads that have been under constructed for many years. And we're going to be faced with more traffic, with people building out in the rural areas. We're going to be faced with having to put a different type of stabilization on the existing roads so that it will hold up traffic. And whether that traffic be farm grain trucks, or the grain trucks go away and the concrete trucks come and pour house slabs, we're going to be faced with a lot of problems with the county roads. And so I would ask y'all to vote for me for County Commissioner Precinct 3. And until the time comes and all those houses do come, I'll be out there maintaining, with the experience that I have, all the roads that are out there in the rural, and spending every dollar that the county collects on taxes wisely to fix those roads. Thank y'all.